This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Israel Ardonez Jr. Date of birth is November the 7th, 1967. Case ID number is 318-3642. Date of exam, August the 25th, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Emmanuel Clinic from Dr. Augustine Megel, dated 12/16/21. Identifying information. This is a 54-year-old divorced male with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of diabetes mellitus with polyneuropathy, left foot amputation, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and kidney disease. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2020, where he worked as a security guard for 20 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives with his mother in a house, and he is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegations, number one, diabetes mellitus with polyneuropathy. Number two, left foot amputation. Number three, hypertension. Number four, hyperlipidemia. And number five, kidney disease. History of allegations, number one, diabetes mellitus with polyneuropathy. The claimant states that in 2005, he was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, and a weight loss of 100 pounds. He denies any in-organ damage, such as retinopathy, nephropathy, but has had diabetic polyneuropathy and cardiovascular disease. He checks his blood glucose 3 to 4 times per day, and states that it usually comes out between 49 to 197 mg/dL. He states his morning fasting is usually in the 50s mg/dL. At the present time, he's on oral medications and insulin. It was noted that at this visit, the claimant became hypoglycemic, and a candy bar had to be given to him to help him with his blood sugar. The claimant is presently on glipizide, 10 milligrams BID, Lantus, 5 units sub-Q QAM, and Toujeo, 3 units sub-Q QD. He does not recall what his last hemoglobin A1C was. Allegation number two, left foot amputation. The claimant states that in November of 2021, he developed a left foot cellulitis and gangrene, and eventually had to go for a below knee amputation, secondary to poor circulation in his left lower leg. X-rays were performed. And he went on to have the surgery. It is noted at this time that he does have, on the right lower extremity, some gangrenous tissue of the toe and lesions that appeared to be cellulitis of the right lower extremity. He denies any fractures or injections given at this time, except for the insulin. His symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he feels daily. His right lower leg is very swollen, and he appears to have very poor circulation of the right lower leg as well. His limitations include not being able to walk, stand, climb stairs, squat or bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant is wheelchair-bound. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, button his clothes, and lift approximately 1 pound above his head. He is unable to open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, or do any other daily activities to attend to himself. The claimant is unable to bathe himself or clean himself at this time. He is noted to be wheelchair-bound and needs assistance from other family members in order to perform the daily activities of living. His physician is Dr. Benjamin Cano. At the present time, the claimant takes tramadol 10 milligrams QD and gabapentin 300 milligrams TID for pain. His family doctor is Dr. Angel Tamez, who is also his surgeon. Allegation number 3, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2017, he was having symptoms of shortness of breath and left frontal area headaches that he had been having for 10 years prior to being diagnosed with hypertension. He denies any blurred vision. The claimant states he has had a myocardial infarction but denies any cerebral vascular accidents and states at one time he was told that he did have nephropathy and poor renal function. At the present time, he's on metoprolol tartrate 25 milligrams BID, candesartan 8 milligrams POQD, hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligrams QD. His blood pressure at this visit was 171 over 108, which is mmHg, which is very high. His condition does not appear to be stable at this time. Allegation number 4, hyperlipidemia. The claimant states that in 2017, he was told that he had a very high lipid level and was started on atorvastatin, 20 milligrams POQD. He does not remember what his last level was, but has been told that he appears to be stable with his hyperlipidemia and his levels appear to be normal at this time. His condition is stable. Allegation number 5, kidney disease. The claimant states that in 2012 he had an acute kidney injury secondary to his infections. The claimant did have an abscess of the left kidney, and an incision and drainage was performed to drain that abscess. He was placed on hypertensive medications along with antibiotics. He has not needed to go on dialysis, and strangely enough, he does have a normal glomerular filtration rate, which was done on December the 16th, 2021. His condition at this time is stable. Family history. The father is 78 and has had a myocardial infarction, hypertension, diabetes mellitus, dialysis, and cancer of the lung. His mother is 79 and has diabetes mellitus and hypertension. Medications, glipizide 10 milligrams BID, vitamin B12 QD, metoprolol tartrate 25 milligrams BID, atorvastatin 20 milligrams QD, Lantus 5 units sub-Q QAM, Tenofil cream to thigh TID, candesartan 8 milligrams QD, hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligrams QD, Toujeo 3 units sub-Q QD, gabapentin 300 milligrams TID, glipizide 10 milligrams BID, aspirin 81 milligrams QD. Medical problems. severe bilateral COVID-19 pneumonia, comma, acute hypoxic respiratory failure, resolved, comma, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, poorly controlled, non-ST elevated myocardial infarction, type 1, comma, acute diastolic congestive heart failure, comma, severe peripheral artery disease, comma, obesity, comma, normal glomerular filtration rate and liver function with a history of left kidney abscess and sepsis, comma, acute kidney injury, resolved, comma. Obesity, comma, history of 4 blood transfusions, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, major surgeries, left foot below knee amputation performed in November of 2021, comma, tonsillectomy, comma, upper back cyst removal, comma, incision and drainage of a left kidney abscess in 2012, comma, social history, tobacco, the claimant has a history of smoking. He states for 1 month when he was young. He no longer smokes at this time. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. He denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit, weight 212 pounds, height 5 feet 6 inches, blood pressure 171 over 108 mmHg, heart rate 69 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, BMI 34. General, this is a 54-year-old male who appears to be much older than his stated age and is in acute distress. He appears also to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination with family members. Present in a wheelchair and is unable to ambulate at this time. Could you please drop down to Snell and Vision? OD uncorrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/25. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to cardiovascular? The jugular venous pulsations are less than 7 centimeters. There was an increase. Blood pressure of 171 over 108, but the heart rate was normal, and the rhythm of the heart was normal. No murmurs, rubs, or gallops were heard with auscultation. Carotid pulses were 2 plus on the left side and 2 plus on the right side. Dorsalis pedis pulses were 0 on the left side and 1 plus on the right side. Radial pulses are 2 plus on the left side and 2 plus on the right side. Posterior tibialis pulses were 1 plus on the left side and 1 plus on the right side. Could you please drop down to extremities? The claimant had some clubbing and cyanosis noted of the right lower extremity with ganglion of the right big toe and diabetic ulcers with diabetic skin lesions noted of the right lower extremity. The claimant does have peripheral artery disease. On the left side, the claimant has a below knee amputation, which appears to be clean and intact. As noted earlier, the claimant does appear to have some ulcers of the right lower extremity and some peating edema. Calves were mildly tender on the right side, but the Homan sign was negative. Skin, the claimant has multiple diabetic lesions of the right lower extremity. Neurological. Could you please drop down to neurological, the last two sentences? Concentration was good, and he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 3+ bilaterally, as well as increased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant was unable to ambulate secondary to the amputation. He did come with an assistive device, which was a wheelchair. His hand-eye coordination was poor, and finger-to-nose was abnormal. He was not able to perform a heel and shin exam secondary to his amputation, and the Romberg sign was not evaluated. Muscular skeletal. The claimant had multiple spasms and tenderness of all extremities, joint swelling, erythema, and effusion, as well as deformity was noted on both lower extremities. There is normal range of motion of the abnormal range of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor, secondary to being unable to get out of the wheelchair at all. There is abnormal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings of the upper and lower extremities, especially of the shoulder and elbow area. Straight leg raise examined the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally. However, in the supine position, we were unable to evaluate secondary to being unable to get on the examination table. Sensory examination is grossly abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is abnormal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant is unable to squat and get up on his own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and he was unable to perform this task, and he was unable to get up and down from the exam table. The claimant was unable to ambulate at all. He could not stand on 1 foot bilaterally and was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices, he requires a wheelchair at all times. Neurological exam, grip strength is +3/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2-12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were abnormal at +3. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but multiple muscle spasms of the upper and lower extremities. Muscle strength is +3/5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is abnormal bilaterally. The claimant's grip bilaterally was +3/5. He is unable to oppose and pinch with his fingers at this time, as well as being unable to make a full fist. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is severely restricted. He is unable to lift, carry, and handle most objects. He hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction of both lower extremities, secondary to uncontrolled diabetes mellitus. He is unable to heel toe or tandem walk at all at this time. There is abnormal grip strength bilaterally at +3/5. and the claimant is unable to make a full fist, opposed fingers, or pinch at this time. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is severely restricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show for severe fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his vision. He is able to communicate fairly well with some limitations, but does have severe restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to debilitating muscle strength and function of his whole body at this time. Probable diagnoses: insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus with polyneuropathy, confirmed with physical examination, is poorly controlled at this time, and the claimant is wheelchair-bound. Number two, left foot below knee amputation, confirmed with physical examination, appears to be healing. However, the right leg appears to be developing gangrene and cellulitis, secondary to poorly controlled diabetes mellitus. Number three, hypertension, confirmed with physical examination. Blood pressure at this visit was 171 over 108 mmHg. The claimant has been told to follow up with his physician and to take his medication. Number four, hyperlipidemia, dash being treated at this time, appears to be fairly stable. Number five, history of kidney disease. The claimant states he has nephropathy. However, he had a normal glomerular filtration rate in 2021, which was approximately a year ago. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Israel Ordonez, Jr.